Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, for more than 150 years, has been a community of faith which is Christ-centered and service-oriented, founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this 15th Sunday after Pentecost. Today we hear from an earlier time than Isaiah, condemning not just the works according to the law and the established traditions developed and practiced according to the law, but the lack of faith in God's covenant with them. Faith was Abraham's means of salvation. Faith was Adam's means of salvation. Works prescribed by God as obedience to him assumed faith. Without faith, they were worthless. What Moses proclaimed in his final address to Israel presented nothing new regarding what they were to observe. They were to show by their behavior that their God was a just God, righteous in his works. The final verse of this reading gives the responsibility to parents to educate their children in the ways of the Lord. Moses, speaking God's command, says very directly, "Make them known to your children and your children's children." We pray to God to keep us in the word he has given us, as the hymn, "Lord, keep us steadfast in thy word," expresses.
A reading from the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the just decrees that I am teaching you, and do them that you may live, and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, whenever we call upon him? And what great nation is there that has statutes and just decrees so righteous as all this law that I set before you today? Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children."
St. Paul raises the alert level beyond what "Lord, keep us steadfast in thy word" would express to most Christians. In this part of his letter to the church at Ephesus, he describes the whole armor of God that each of us must put on. The attacks against which we need to defend are intimidating, but the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, will keep us in faith in the salvation that Christ has won for us. God gives to us more than the armor that we need in our spiritual life. He is our fortress, our stronghold. The hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," draws its text of strength from Psalm 46 and the reading we have here from St. Paul.
A reading from the sixth chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Ephesus. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly, as I ought to speak.
Thank you.
tie together the Word of God through Moses and St. Paul, we hear what Jesus has to tell us. The words of Moses present God's law to be obeyed. The words of St. Paul tell us what God gives us to protect from Satan's power. Jesus tells us in the Gospel reading for today that evil comes not from outside, but from within each of us. Every person is born sinful, in need of the sacrifice that Jesus made of his life to take away sin, to give eternal life to all who receive this gift of God by faith. This faith is also a gift of God through the working of the Holy Spirit. The hymn, O God, My Faithful God, expresses this new life in the believer, a blessing that only God is able to give.
A reading from the 7th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus called the people to him again and said to them, Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that, by going into him, can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him. And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled? Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, What comes out of a person is what defiles him. From within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person.
We have enjoyed being a part of your Sunday morning by sharing God's Word with you. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Worship services are every Sunday at 9 o'clock, followed by educational opportunities for all ages until 11:15. You might want to check out our Joy Gatherings, a generational ministry, which occur on Wednesday evenings from 5:30 until 7. This coming Wednesday's focus is entitled Joyful Still and is fellowship especially for adults ages 50 plus. For more information on the Joy Gatherings or anything else pertaining to the church, please call 574-896-2025. O God, let me depart this life confiding in and rejoicing in my Savior.